This episode is brought to you by Slapwoods.
Donnie Houston.
Yeah, man, it's going down. This is Donnie Houston Podcast. I'm Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. We got a very special guest. Man, this dude's been putting it down, man. You know what I'm saying? Recently, man, he's been popping up. You know what I'm saying? I've been seeing his face and seeing his name and hearing his name and seeing the records and popping up on YouTube for the last probably 4 or 5 years. Probably been doing it longer than that, but I know for the last 4 or 5 years, man, I've been hearing this guy's name and seeing him around a whole lot, man. So today's guest, representing that North Side, Big Tony, what's going down, man?
Hey, what's good with it?
Chilling, what's the deal, man?
Yeah, I want to chill.
Yeah, shit, what's new, man?
Shit, I just did some shit with Lil Kiki, supposed to be on his shit.
You know shit?
Yeah. Huh. And I got some more shit coming out of my own.
You got it, cause when's the last time you dropped the project? That was what, 2019, the one that's on Apple Music?
When I did that October 16th.
October 16th, yeah.
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 Yeah, yo.
Yeah, yeah. So what's been the what you been doing within this time within, you know, since between projects and shit?
Shit, fuck on them streets.
Yeah.
I fuck on them streets, man.
Yeah. Well shit, man, how long you been like I said, I've been hearing your name probably like the last 4 or 5 years, but like how long you really been doing music and shit? When did you really get into it?
Shit. Back when I was a kid, we used to fuck around, but we really ain't take it serious.
This was out on the North Side. So, what part of the North Side are you from? Is it Agus Home or where?
Yeah, I'm from Heather Glen.
Heather Glen, where is that?
That's off of Gut Bank at the end, North Side.
So, Heather Glen, is that within Agus Home or that's something totally different?
Nah, it's all the same.
It's all Lakers Home. It's just a neighborhood within Lakers Home.
It's all the same.
Heather Glen, for sure. Yeah. All right, really. So, shit, by what age you say y'all started messing around with the music?
Shit. Who was about 18?
Right,
18. 19.
Yeah.
And then.
Wait. So, when you was growing up, what were you doing, like, as far as a kid? Cause you're a big dude. Were you ever into, like, sports and shit?
For a little bit, but then. I just started fucking the streets.
No shit. How early you got into the streets?
Man, I played like Little League. Then whenever I got to middle school, it was just, man, I jumped out the parts. I wouldn't worry about no sports.
No shit. Yeah, middle school.
Yeah, middle school.
No shit.
Yeah, we started.
Just wanted to get out there or just a need to get out there? Like?
Yeah, just what it was at the time.
That's what was going on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But ain't nothing, I got locked up and I wrote a bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying?
When you got locked up?
Like around 19. Hmm. 19, then I went to TDC and I wrote a bunch of shit.
Did you graduate high school or you dropped out?
Nah, I ain't graduate, I had dropped out. I kept fucking up. Whatever, you put my mama through all that bullshit, man. I just dropped out. And then I got locked up and I had wrote a bunch of shit. And then I came home and recorded that shit. And shit, everybody was fucking with it.
So how long? So you got locked up at 19. What year is this?
2007.
2007. So yeah. How long you got to sit down for?
I did 2 years.
2 years. So you come back by 21.
Yeah, and then I came home and recorded all this shit I wrote while I was gone. Motherfuckers was just fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? Well, they were fucking with it while I was down there. That's how I knew. You know what I'm saying? I was gonna fuck with it when I came home, cause. Shit, they was telling me, shit, you need to go home and fuck with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I came home, I got straight in the studio. And shit, here we are.
So tell me about like the Drink Boulevard and all that. Like, when did that whole thing start like building?
Man, that was one of the big homies from where I'm from. He passed away. We just like keeping shit going for him, you know what I'm saying? Like, he put it down for the hood. So shit, Billy Ray, I know y'all probably done heard about Billy Ray. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know they know about him right here. Oh, we at 100 o'clock.
Yeah.
They know about it.
So, okay, but explain to me exactly what the whole Drank Boulevard, like what that is and what that whole thing entails. Like, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Or is it just about the cars, the purple cars? And like, what is that about?
Yeah,
you know
it's
what I'm saying?
About the purple cars. Shit, he used to ride purple. That's it. When I was young, you know what I'm saying? We used to see him doing his thing and we wanted to be just like him. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, he used to ride purple. Shit, it just became like a neighborhood thing, you know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
And, yeah, it's just some neighborhood shit, though. Somebody from the hood that we be putting it on for.
So this going on when you get out, this is the type of thing, like this kind of what you get into as well, all this going at the same time as you rapping and all that?
Yeah. And he passed away like as soon as I came home. So we was just, well, me and all the homies, we felt like we had to put on for him, so we was ripping this Drank Boulevard shit. Keeping it going.
Hmm. So yeah. What's Drank Boulevard? That's just like slab routers? Is it like what kind of people you guys just like y'all hustling? Like what type of y'all got artists in there? Like is it more artists in there? Like what is it all, you know what I'm saying? What kind of crew is that?
Man, it's just, you know, the homies from the hood, that's it. It ain't no.
It's just more so about the cars, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
on some street shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So when did you start making connections? Because it was crazy. It was like when I started hearing about you, but everybody was already fucking with you, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
How did you start making these connections? The Kikis, the Pokies, the Trays, the, you know what I mean, J-Dogs and all these guys that, you know what I'm saying, you started getting connected to and earning this respect from. Like, how did you start getting into all that?
Shit, from the street. You know what I'm saying? You know? They tap in with the streets. Shit, I'm tapped in too, so shit. I don't really know how to answer that. I'm fucking up. Might want to edit that part out.
Yeah, no, you gotcha.
Yeah. Nah, I don't talk about nobody else though.
Yeah, not for you. You just having to just meet people just
yeah.
Just on the move, out and about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Crossing paths and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well really after I made my song, I know they tapped in with me.
Hmm. So what was the song that made everybody tap in?
They're Still Living.
Hmm.
The one with J-Dog.
Yeah.
I'm so if I didn't know him, me and they knew me after I dropped it. That one came out hard. And everybody was fucking with it.
Yeah. So cause I mean, we talk a lot about the streets, man. Like, do you aspire to be a rapper or are you kind of cool, kind of just like dibbling and dabbling, you know what I'm saying?
Man. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to fuck with it. You know, I'm trying to fuck with it. You know, I'm doing devil though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not.
I feel you. So what's the next thing for you?
Man, I don't know. I'm just keep grinding, man. Keep doing what I do. But yeah, I'm trying to fuck with it though. Like I came here. I'm trying to.
You trying to do the rap shit?
Yeah, I'm trying to do rap.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't trying to keep fucking up out there. I'm trying to do something positive.
I feel that. Man, talk about the King of the H, man, with Slim, man. You got in that challenge, man, and ended up on that record, man.
Yeah. My partner kept telling me to do that shit. I was like, man. I was skeptical about it at first, but then I was like, fuck it. I just did it and put it on there. They liked it.
Yeah.
I guess he picked certain people to be on it or whatever. They was doing something. That challenge shit they be doing for the
right,
song.
Right.
Yeah. He picked. I guess he picked whoever he wanted on there, and it was me and them other people on there. I don't know everybody. I just know Cal Wayne was on there, and a few more homies out the city was on there. I know I was on that bit.
Yeah. Was that a big deal for you being from Acres Home, you know what I'm saying, and doing a record with Slim, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure there's somebody you probably grew up watching, maybe aspiring to, you know what I'm saying, kind of be like with him holding it down for y'all out there.
Yeah, it was big. It was big.
Does that type of shit excite you? Because you really ain't, you just nonchalant, bro. You really ain't too enthusiastic about too much, bro.
Man, hey, what you mean, like?
I'm saying, like, dog, you just like, I mean, yeah, you know. Yeah, just something thug. I mean, what, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, is that like a big deal? When that shit happened, were you excited by it, or were you just like, all right, it was just another thing? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, it was cool, you know what I'm saying? It was cool. It was.
Boys be 2G to be excited, man.
Nah, it ain't nothing like that, man. Nah, it ain't nothing like that. Like, I was excited, you know what I'm saying? But it was cool, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What type of shit, what gets you out of this mode, out of, like, just being, you know what I'm saying? What gets any type of emotion out of you? Because you seem kind of, like, mild-mannered the whole time, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like your demeanor. What kind of gets you out of that? In a positive way, you know what I'm saying? Not like on some other shit. You got big man. What get Big Tony happy, man? What gets him excited, man?
Getting to this money, man.
The money. That's it. Straight up. That's all it is. Getting to the money.
I don't mean to be fucking up.
Huh?
I don't mean to be funny.
Nah, you ain't fucking up. You good, bro. Nah, you good. This people gonna see this shit and be laughing. This is funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not on no silly shit, but it's funny, man.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
You nervous, Doug? A little bit? Is that what it is? It's cool.
Shit.
You don't know?
Yeah, it's kind of nervous. All these motherfucking cameras facing lights and shit. Everybody staring at me and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, it's cool, man. We just chilling, man.
Yeah.
We just chilling, man. So shit, what else been going down, man? Shit, what you been on, man? What you been listening to?
Man, I listen to a bunch of old shit.
No shit.
I don't listen to nothing new.
What you fuck with?
What we was having on the way? 50 Cent.
50 Cent? What, get rich not trying?
Yeah.
No shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Mini Man on that. It's classic.
Yeah, you know, that shit I was grew up listening to. And,
Gotta be screwed,
though. Yeah, it gotta be screwed.
So you listen to everything slowed down. Yeah.
Yeah. It just sound better.
Yeah. So who you messing with now with the newer DJs and slowing down? You got Red, you got the Chop Stars, you got. Yeah, Randy, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people out here slowing it down, man. Who you really been?
Yeah, I seen that one you had when Randy was on here. Ron C.
Ron C, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I fuck with Ron C like motherfucker. That's about it, really. I know Watts, they did my CD. They drank Boulevard.
Yeah. Was
that
a big deal? I mean, shit, that's Watts, you know what I'm saying? To be from the north side, like, shit. If I was the waters from the south side and Screw was alive and he did my type, I think I'd be, you know, it'd be a pretty big deal. That didn't get
yeah,
away.
Yeah, it was all right. It was good.
Man, it was cool.
All right.
You want to wrap it up, Doug?
Huh?
You want to wrap up the interview?
It don't matter to me. I don't matter, man.
Nah, man, it's cool, man. It's cool. You about to slap out here?
Nah, I could have, but I didn't. I started to.
Yeah.
But then I was like, nah, I just ride low key. I didn't really know where I was going. So, that bitch in the garage, though, it's ready. Mm.
Man, talk about that, because, I mean, y'all really been getting back out here, like, you know, more to, y'all bringing that slab culture back, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm seeing a lot of the newer generation, a lot of the younger generation coming out there kind of like them 90s, man, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be on Sundays, boys pulling out again, and
yeah,
you seeing it, because it kind of died down for a little while, but y'all done picked that shit back up, man. Talk about that, man.
Man, we've been doing that shit since kids, man. That's all we ever want to do.
Hmm.
Complete our shit. Complete our car. That's all we want to do. Sometimes it take years to do that shit. Sometimes, like, I didn't have my car for a while. Like, I done it out, kind of. I done pulled it out, redid it, put it back up, redid it all.
Hmm.
Like, that's like the second time I done had. Third time I done pulled that car, and then I just got that Fleetwood. Yeah, we trying to keep it alive though.
What's your ultimate slab if you ain't put it together already? Like, man, this is one I really love to put together.
She's the one I got to drop.
Hmm. That's the one.
Boss House, yeah. I wanna when I get that money right there, I'm show 'em how to do that. That Bentley though.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I'm about that bitch up.
Hmm.
Gotta speak into existence.
I hear that. What else speaking into existence?
You know, I'm trying to fuck with this music shit. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, gotta keep grinding, man.
You say you like old shit. What's your top five H-Town albums, classic albums?
Shit. Gotta be Ghetto Dreams. Top five. That Jada out behind 10-1. They don't give a damn.
Street military. Yeah.
Yeah. Their face. Face. Any one of them, it don't even matter. He had actually reached out to me.
No shit.
Yeah.
So what happened with that?
He got at me talking about he wanted to do some music. Talking about he wanted to produce some shit for me. And he was fucking with my music. I was like, yeah. We ain't never get around to it though. He had got coronavirus shit in here. I was like, damn. But let him do his thing, you know what I'm saying? But he got at me though. And he was like, I'm fucking with your shit, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, that meant a lot.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, Facebook fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, that means something.
What's your,
I know he ain't just getting at niggas like that.
Right, either. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's Scarface was talking, man. Come on, man. What's your dream collaboration?
That ain't gonna happen because they did. Yeah. Of course, Pac, you know what I'm saying? But, I can't think of nobody right now.
Nobody alive, you want to be like, man, I'd love to do a song with him.
Not really. Yeah, nah. Like, I don't listen to this shit. I don't listen to new music. I really don't. I swear I don't. I be listening to them tapes and they see. don't really like fucking with music right now. Like all the, you know what I'm saying? You know,
you gotta like you gotta be inspired and shit to do that shit.
Yeah, man, it ain't.
You ain't felt it yet.
I ain't felt it. Nah, not really.
What type of shit usually inspire you? Where you be like, man, you know what I'm saying? In the past, what type of stuff is really like made you go do music? Is it something you hear, like, or is it something you're going through? Like, how you really get your inspiration?
Shit, after I record something, I hear it, and I'll be like, man, that shit really be jamming. And then I'll put it out. Like, I got like a handful of songs right now I'm getting together. And I'm gonna drop another project. Like, sometime, it ain't gonna be that much longer either. It's gonna be this year. I'm gonna drop like a big body of work, like 12 songs. I'm gonna come up with a title for it. And yeah, I'm gonna drop something this year though. Mm. For sure. Like, I got all the songs really done. I just need like a feature or two. A few people, and then I'm gonna drop some shit.
yeah, that's what it is with shit, man. You got anything before we get up out of here, man?
Shit, I'm gonna keep grinding. I'm gonna keep, you know what I'm saying? I got some more shit for the drop, man. It's gonna be jam. Just like all my other shit. You know it's gonna be jam.
Yeah, you want to get social media out and all that? Anybody want to follow you to keep up with you now?
Big Tony 2100.
Already. That's what it is, man. Wait, we appreciate y'all tuning in, man. It's Donnie Houston Podcast, Big Tony. Hey, man, we out. Donnie Houston.